Another way to identify direction is to divide the cardinal points up into angles. Now, when we do this, we have, you'll all probably have a protractor at home, which looks exactly like this, where the angles are divided up into 360 degrees. And this is another way of expressing the cardinal point. Due north is zero. Although it has 360 there, it's zero. And then each of the cardinal points are then 90 degrees. East 90, south 180, and then west 270. Now let's look at those other directions. So let's try and work out where we've already had northeast. Northeast is 45 degrees. What about southeast? So remember that to work out those midway points, it's always the cardinal point plus 45. So if north is zero, northeast will be 45. If east is 90, add on 45. So let's add on 10, that's 100 plus 35. So it's 135. So we do have these sorts of angle equivalents for the cardinal points. And they're you'll often find this expressed in navigation when we're either using the cardinal points or we're using angles. Now, why do you suppose we might use angles over cardinal points? It makes a far more accurate navigation. Imagine if you're bringing a tanker into Hong Kong Harbour and the directions you received are head northeast and then east. Probably wouldn't be terribly useful. Whereas you get far more detailed navigation using angles. And that's exactly the reason.